Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined here today by Dan Williams, MLA for Peace River, and also the Minister of Municipal Affairs for the Province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking time to join us here today.
Happy to be with you.
All right. Certainly been an interesting calendar year here in 2025. Lots of things going on here locally and some big stories in the province. What are kind of some of the biggest things that you're going to be taking out of this past year here?
Well, obviously continue to work on mental health and addiction, but now from the view of Minister of Municipal Affairs. So there was a shuffle. Premier has me in one of the roles in cabinet where I deal with all of our municipal government, work closely with not only our own towns and counties and our communities, but across the whole province, 330 of them. So that'll be a priority for us. We're going to continue to work. We want to see affordable housing, places where communities can set down roots, start businesses, start jobs, raise families, continue to have all of Alberta, but particularly the rural north, be the best place in the country to live, work, play, and raise your family.
And as mentioned, you've been in the municipal affairs minister role for a little while now. I know they've had all the municipal elections not that long ago, so a lot of new mayors and councillors, in not just here in the region, but various other parts of the province that are into their roles now. What are kind of some of the things you've been able to kind of work on that so far?
Well, I think the theme particularly coming out of that election and even in my short time before as the minister is ratepayers and residents want municipalities to focus on core services. It's an important job to run a municipality, whether it be a mayor or a reeve or a councillor in Edmonton or all the way up in Peace Country. We pay those taxes because we want to see those services delivered. So let's get rid of the extras and the frills. Let's double down and focus on delivering those core services. I'll say that my municipalities here in Peace Country are terrific, every last one of them, and I have great partnerships with them. As the Minister of Municipal Affairs, I'm going to drive that across this whole city. We don't need big city mayors declaring climate emergencies or wasting money on areas outside of their jurisdiction. We pay taxes, and we expect our big cities to be run efficiently and effectively. There are resource services, whether you're talking about going for business or going for healthcare in those big centers. We, as residents of the north, use Edmonton and Calgary and cities like Grand Prairie and Red Deer all the time to make sure that we get what we pay taxes for as Albertans. And we expect those cities to be run in an efficient, reasonable way. So my message to all municipal councils, and happily in Peace Country, they hear it loud and clear, is do your jobs, focus on core services, and let's build a great province together.
And when you talk about, you mentioned core services, certainly a big thing in your mandate. So, a lot of, basic things like, maintenance of infrastructure, certainly snow removal kind of timely right about now, and, certainly various other things. What kind of would that sort of look like around here with municipalities in this region when we talk about core services? What are kind of some things you want the ones here to focus on?
Well, we have huge costs coming up across the whole province, and it's true in our municipalities when it comes to aging infrastructure. You talk about water and wastewater. You talk about the cost of roads, for example. I mean, I was happy as the province to pave Main Street and Peace River recently. But those are the kind of projects we want to see continue to happen with local municipalities outside of just provincial resources. Operations of keeping roads paved, keeping sidewalks cleared, continuing to run waste pickup, and then also running the waterworks of supply and for wastewater. This is the job. This is what you signed up for in municipal councils. And we have a real challenge with aging infrastructure coming and a lot of costs coming. And who bears that ultimately is going to be a cost for the ratepayer. Those who pay taxes within the municipality end up having to pay more because of the aging costs of infrastructure and the duplication of infrastructure and services across the region. So collaboration between municipalities is going to be one key way for us to reduce costs and find ways to bring efficiencies to our region. We have strong municipalities in this area, but also municipalities that have huge costs coming their way. I know that they're planning to be thoughtful about what assets they have and where they need to go, but I want to make sure that the cost to ratepayers stays low, that mill rates drop and don't go up. To do that, we have to look as a region around how we can collaborate.
And speaking of local things, certainly here in the town of Peace River, a lot of discussion around the situation with the Sagatama. They've been trying to get money from the town, try and keep a 24/7 emergency shelter around open all year. And there have been the decisions made by town council on that have got a lot of people interested around here. But what have kind of been some of your thoughts on that situation as you've kind of been observing it, if you will?
Well, I understand where residents are coming from. You shouldn't have to choose between being charitable to those who are suffering, those who are homeless, and having a safe community. I don't want any Albertan, never mind my residents, to pick between those two. And I think that's the wrong decision to make. Of course, we should be offering life-saving services. If somebody's going to freeze, my goodness, we should be giving them shelter. But we should also be doing this in a way that meets the best practices across this province so that shelter providers and those who work in this space are not enabling, but instead are truly helping people get out of addiction, get out of homelessness. So this is my focus, and I got a heart for it. I want to care for those who are vulnerable, but I will not sacrifice safety of a community. So I understand where residents and the town are coming from. I'm happy to work with them on this. I've been talking to the minister responsible, Minister Nixon, and I'm happy to make sure that if we move forward, it's done in a way where the town and the residents feel comfortable going forward.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here for the political realm, we get a little personal question we'd like to add. Of course, we've got the holiday season upon us right now. A lot of people probably doing a little shopping for the gifts. So what about you? Have you got your Christmas shopping done yet?
I have not done any shopping, but don't tell my wife or my son because I think they expect a lot of it already is finished. But I'll be honest that the number one thing I'm looking forward to is that nobody wants to talk to their politician over Christmas. They want to spend time with their family, which not only am I happy with, I know my family's happy with that too. So it's going to be a quiet Christmas, taking in the lovely Peace River area and visiting family across the province over Christmas and enjoying some time tobogganing with my four-year-old and taking it easy.
And hopefully when you do get around to that shopping, you do it locally, of course.
Absolutely. The Christmas markets we have are terrific across every town in my constituency, and I'm going to do all I can. I mean, I appreciate how easy it is to buy Amazon, and it can be really easy to use online. But my gosh, Amazon, every time you buy there, it's just another dollar going to Jeff Bezos' yacht or something stupid. I'd rather you buy locally because those dollars are donated back to our community, to non-for-profits, to sports clubs, reinvested with businesses that employ people who live and work in actual homes in our communities. So I couldn't agree more. Buy locally where you can. I know sometimes it's convenient to shop online, but I just could not care less about a big yacht for some billionaire living in California.
Interesting things going on, as always. Peace River MLA Dan Williams and also the Alberta Minister for Municipal Affairs. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Chat with you soon. Merry Christmas, everyone.